This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffens here with this week's American Family Farmer program. I'm here to focus on food, farm, and family, which is a part, it's sort of, we've borrowed that from the Good Day program that's heard around the country every weekday. It's a Monday through Friday show, but because of my passion for farm, food, family, being a farmer myself, it seemed necessary for me 4 or 5 years ago to do a program just devoted to food and farm and family, and so we connect in this program all of the things, beginning with the news of the week, some of the things that I've gleaned out of various articles and conversations I've had. First of all, the reports this week are pretty consistent when it comes to the overview of farming, farmers, and the farm bill. Large-scale farmers, family farmers, let me put it to you this way, because I have a hard time sometimes delineating who is in my focus. But as far as the family farm is concerned, that's really why this program is here. The big farmers, the mega businesses, the factory farms, a lot of those people are more optimistic than they were last month that Congress would pass a farm bill that's good for them. But that doesn't mean that it's good for the average farmer. One of the things that's under consideration is overturning California's Proposition 12, the animal welfare law. And so under the circumstances, as you might imagine, very interesting, the Chinese communist government that basically controls the pork industry in our country is seeking to override Prop 12. They lost a Supreme Court challenge to this bill that was passed, I think, last May. So the people who grow for the Chinese government are saying one thing. I thought it was interesting. Some of the Purdue farmers surveyed for an overview of this. The barometer suggests that it's unlikely that Congress will overturn Prop 12 in the new farm bill. I think that's probably true. I don't think that that is going to happen. But what I find more important here, the focus on Prop 12 and the fact that the farmer doesn't look good opposing this without having an alternative to it. What's the alternative to the way you care for the animals that you're raising, whether it be for slaughter or for milk or for whatever the reason? It's been pretty obvious to me over the years, and probably to many, if not most of you, that the way animals were taken care of when they were first born, if they're being raised for slaughter, was pretty heinous. And the pigs, especially, but calves have been a focus of this. I know how I raise my calves on the farm, and it's not anything like what's done on some of the big factory farms. Having said that, I'm more concerned, more focused on the Chinese aspect of this, because the pork industry is making the most noise. Not that others aren't, because they are, but this, I'm looking at a telephone survey that was conducted a couple of weeks ago, at the same time that lawmakers from many of the farm states unveiled legislation to prohibit states from regulating agricultural production. But what are you going to do to answer the call to defend yourself against the way the animals have been raised and what brought the law about to begin with? That's the thing. It ought not to be a constitutional question. It ought not to be interstate commerce. It ought to be, how do you care for egg-laying hens and for veal calves and for breeding sows in terms of what kind of floor space they need to do what's right by them and for the people who are going to use the product. I'm not interested in California standards. I think it's up to the farmers, the trade groups, the American Farm Bureau, the National Farmers Union, to suggest to the members, this is the best way to take care of this so that the Farm Bill or anybody else doesn't feel like it has to. I mean, we all know there are people that go over the top when it comes to this sort of thing because they don't know anything about raising animals. They have good intentions, but they are clueless for the most part. I found that to be the. We have people come visit me on my farm. They are clueless about animals, how they are raised, and so that's part of the education that needs to be taken care of. And if you're, I think, I'm saying this to, this is an opinion rather than the whole story. I think that we're better off if we take care of problem ourselves and not have to have people like the legislature in California try to do something to short-circuit what's going on. All right? We'll talk about a Supreme Court ruling, another one, coming up in a matter of moments. Right now, I want to invite you to be one of the first 10 callers to win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. All you have to do is call 800-419-DUG, 800-419-3684, to spend 2 free nights in a great hotel in Las Vegas. This is so easy. It's a no-brainer. So why not do it? Everybody listening right now, help yourself to 800-419-DUG. You don't have to do anything. You just are going to enjoy. I've teamed up with 541 Travels. Everybody has a chance at this. 2 free nights in Vegas. So if you're thinking it's awfully hot, I'd like a vacation next to the pool. All right, visualize yourself next to the pool and then call 800-419-DUG for 2 free nights in Las Vegas. Can't get it anywhere but here. It's a great deal. Think about it.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Back on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen here overviewing some of the news. There's some good news for farmer markets. Farmer's market. I say farmer markets because it's a singular farmer bringing his or her produce to the markets. Since the pandemic, a really very interesting overview of customer satisfaction, customer choice, customer celebration. And because this is Farmer Market Week, as you're listening to this program in the middle of July, also Farmer Market Month, this is when the farmers market are really ramped up around the country. There are 8,600 markets currently registered with the Farmers Market Directory that the USDA has out. And so what are we all getting out of this? We've all realized, because of the pandemic, that the food is better the closer we get it to home. Local farms, local governments, all encouraging what's going on. Many of these things happen. We have one here in Framingham, my hometown, on Thursday. I have one on my farm every Sunday and brings shoppers out to see what we have. A lot of produce this past weekend. We had radishes. We had lettuce. We had spinach. We had beets. We had corn, the first corn of the season. That kind of stuff really brings people out. And the corn was picked on Sunday morning. And the farmer's market is on Sunday. That's pretty, that's what people want. Stuff that's coming directly from the farm. So you're not going to see the same type of supply chain issues that the grocery stores have if you're going to your local farm in season. And by the way, in the last couple of years, most of the farmers markets have seen 25% to 30% increases in the number of vendors that are there. I know we have a very healthy farmers market here in my hometown, and I think that we need to thank. If you're looking for information, you go to the Farmers Market Coalition and get info on where there is one near you or where you can participate for farmers. So find one near you and sell your stuff at that farm market. The other thing that I am concerned about this week are these invisible specks of eroded plastic from toothbrushes, from wrapping, from stocking fillers, the things that end up in your laundry bin, but then they get into the water, and you can't really see them, you can't really taste them. These microplastic particles are in toothpaste as well. They get into the fish, they get into the feed that cows eat. They're everywhere. And so the people that have been studying this the most, a couple of environmental toxicologists who are concerned about what humans are doing to themselves without even knowing it. You don't know you're brushing your teeth with microplastics. You don't know you're eating fish that have microplastics in the flesh. And because the food and drink in our country and around the world is sealed in plastic, people say, oh, that's great. It's clean. It's pure. Well, that may well be, but then down the road, as people are using these microplastics, they grind up the bottles and they use them as, you know, the toothpaste stuff is supposed to help clean your teeth to get to the plaque, that kind of stuff. But you swallow some of the toothpaste juice. There are trillions and trillions and trillions of these things all over the place. The trash is full of these plastic particles. Most people, again, don't even know it. If you're the hot food that comes into contact with plastic, that can affect it. The sun comes into contact with a plastic bottle, that can affect it. Tupperware that you use to heat products in, boil a bag of rice, all of that stuff is in plastic, and it becomes part of what you eat. At any rate, what is this? A word to the wise is sufficient. This is not something from the farm. This is something for people who are concerned about what their family is eating. That's why I pass it along. And there's detail on that at foodfarmfamily.com, which is another one of our websites, in addition to the American Family Farmer Show.com, where you can hear the podcasts of these programs and a repeat of the shows that are heard new every weekend. There's also the Food Farm Family website. And I do these things because I think it's necessary to keep people informed, right? There may be various apps that you can use to get the information as well, but going sort of straight to this website will help you, I think, a great deal. I encourage you to visit foodfarmfamily.com. All right, we continue here. Focus on the future next here on our Food Farm Family Show, known as the American Family Farmer.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets, and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's time for us to take the world view on berry growing. Michael Brown is going to help us start a berry farm, a suburban dairy farm. His farm, you can check out online, pitsponefarm.com, P-I-T-S-P-O-N-E. Nice to have you here. How'd you get into this business? What's your background? What's your story?
I'm actually worked for about a year as a school librarian, and I've always been interested in gardening in general, and needed something to do during the summer and during vacations, and I kind of fell into backyard gardening, and it gave me some extra income and some, like you said before, some exercise and some being outside, and it was a good move for me.
Now I'm guessing you sound like you're in your 40s. Am I right, Matt?
I'm 62.
Well, you sound young. We're all young at heart, and we want to sound young. People say, they listen to me on the radio, you don't sound your age. What does that mean?
It's all that exercise.
That's it. Exactly. It's very good for you. So the idea of starting this in your backyard, how much land did you have, and what kind of berries did you start with?
I actually started, I have about a third of an acre that I grow on. I actually started with more conventional crops, tomatoes, basil, squash blossoms, but I eventually transitioned into berries that seem to be a much better market and less competition for berries. So that's what I've been doing.
Well, that's because they're harder to grow, aren't they? It's a lot of work.
I don't think so.
Really?
There's a lot less information about the berries that I grow. I grow what I call less common berries, but there's a great market for it, and so I've been doing that since then.
All right, so when you say less common berries, what does that mean? What's in that category?
Gooseberries, jostaberries, hascaps, elderberries, all kinds of... I do some strawberries and some raspberries, but I don't do,
conventional stuff. Yeah, got it. Right. But let me just go to that one question, Michael, that I was asking about farmers being told to tighten the belt. What sort of other... You're in a sort of suburban situation, are you not?
Yes, I am. am. I'm in central New Jersey, close to a lot of affluent suburbs, about an hour from New York and from Philadelphia. So the big advantage for a suburban farmer in my situation is that I have a great proximity to a lot of markets, and I can sell you know, at a good price and keep most of the money that I charge.
All right. So how much land? Let's get a description, a physical description of the area that you're farming. How much land actually are you using for the
growing? Okay, well, my growing area is 1/3 of an acre, which is about the size of my backyard, and that's completely filled with various berry plants. I work alone, and I kind of have a rolling harvest, so things become, berries ripen consistently over the season, so I'm never just picking, you know, all day. And I sell to breweries, to restaurants, to individuals, to herbalists.
How did you find your market? Do you create your own market? Do you go to them and say, here, this is what I got for sale, you're interested?
A lot of asking around, a lot of calling people, a lot of emailing. I found that because very few people grow what I'm growing, that there's a lot of interest, and it's really not, you know, depending on the berry, of course, it's not very hard to find markets. And in fact, my biggest problem is I don't have enough production.
Right. So would you buy more land and grow your ability to produce?
I am growing on one other kind of off-site right now. I'm not sure at this point in my life that I want to, you know, buy a whole new farmstead.
Yeah.
But in my next life, I will probably do that.
There you go. Michael Brown with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says he's accomplished the goals he set out at the NATO summit in Lithuania. Biden told reporters yesterday that it will be some time before Ukraine becomes a member of NATO, but added Ukrainian President Zelensky understands he has the support of the United States and its allies. The Chicago area is feeling the effects of multiple tornadoes that touched down last night. Forecasters urge residents to seek shelter after a large and extremely dangerous tornado was spotted in Cook County. Damage has been reported throughout the region. Hundreds of flights were canceled and ground stops were ordered at both O'Hare International and Chicago Midway International Airports. Iowa's new abortion ban is facing legal challenges. Abortion providers and the ACLU of Iowa have filed a lawsuit to stop the legislation. Governor Reynolds is set to sign the bill tomorrow. Lance Pry, USA News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer.
So we're talking about building a berry farm, having a berry farm, doing berries. Michael Brown is here from Pittspone Farm. So, here's what I was thinking, Michael. When I first saw the information about you, I thought to myself, okay, this is good individually for a man or a woman to be able to start something. But also, for farmers that have little extra land that they aren't using, what a great way to take a resource that they have and build on it. And one of the things that I wondered about was nutrition. Many of us have animals, and their excrement is good for the soil. Whether it's cow manure, horse manure, chicken manure, pig manure, those things are great for the soil. So what about the idea of taking, let's say, a dairy guy, or maybe even somebody who specializes in regular produce, sets aside an acre of land and goes to your website, pitsponefarm.com, P-I-T-S-P-O-N-E, get some ideas on what to plant for spring. How long does it take for, I'm sure you get a lot of these questions about what to plant, how to plant, that sort of thing, but could they start with something and in a year get a crop? How long does it take to get something going?
Well, yeah, that's a great point. There's a lot of crops. Well, there's of the crops that I grow, I think the best crop for a farmer that has extra land is elderberry. Depending on the size of the plants that you get, you can get a crop the year after you plant.
Yeah.
There's a great market for the flowers. There's a great market for the berries. The maintenance is not a lot. You just really plant them and you keep them weed free. You do a little pruning. There's some harvest time involved, but not a lot of maintenance. And like I said, there's a great market and there's a good price.
Yeah, but and it doesn't take a whole lot. Is there a lot of maintenance to these things? You say in a year you can get a crop. How long do these plants, any of them, last usually? Are they a lifetime? I know blueberry plants often last for a long, long time.
These are perennials. I'm not sure exactly how long they, what their total lifespan is, but certainly for 8 or 10 years or more, they're very valuable and producing.
Mm-hmm. Are people coming to you with this in mind? Are they say, oh, we got an acre or so, or maybe the fact that you're here now, maybe this will give you added impetus, at least exposure in certain parts of the farming community, because they are, everybody's looking for another way. And it seemed that berries would be kind of fun. I don't know why I thought that, but I look at this and it looks to me like it might be fun.
Well, they're not fun. I do have farmers that have purchased plants from me that want to kind of augment their produce mix. Some people just like the idea of perennial crops. There's just less work involved.
Yeah.
And they just want to be able to have a whole mix of things that they're producing. There's a lot of potential for value added stuff that you can do from berries. For instance, from elderberry, there's a lot of demand for elderberry syrup, which has a lot of medicinal value.
Yeah, right.
And it's really expensive in the drugstores or the supermarkets. I get a lot of herbalists that are asking for berries, and I'll sell them berries for a certain price. They'll turn around and make syrup and triple or quadruple the price. There's jams that people make. Once again, there's the breweries that are really interested in berries. Wineries, if you have a lot of volume. So
the flavor, their products, the flavoring of the products. And so I like the idea. I love blueberries in various sizes, shapes, in food. It's kind of fun. I think that there's no limit. If you have an imagination, there's no limit to what you can do. And that's the thing, to tap into the market, what people want here. Strawberries. I know my local friend here depends on the strawberry crop, even for his small farm, $30,000, $40,000 a year just in strawberry sales. And he's got raspberries and got blueberries. Now, you didn't talk about raspberries or blackberries or things like that that are being grown commercially. Look at these huge growers that are doing a lot of hydroponics and aquaponics when it comes to standard berries. Driscoll's, I guess, is the name that comes to mind. You're not doing any of that sort of thing, right?
No, I don't do blueberries. There's just thousands of acres of blueberries being grown down in South Jersey. A lot of strawberries grown, a lot of raspberries. So my my niche is hard to find stuff. You know, I can't compete on a third of an acre with a with a you know a mechanized farmer who has you know migrant labor and just you know. I just can't do it. So I need to be able to get a good price for my berries. Mm. And I can do that because very few people are growing them. And, and there's just, you know, there's a great demand. I mean, for instance, I live in an area with a lot of ethnic, different ethnic groups. Yeah. So people from Europe or from Eastern Europe or from Russia, they grew up on a lot of these berries, and they, you know, they hear that there's gooseberries or red currants or something like that. They'll travel a long way just to get them. You know, chefs at high-end restaurants, they love playing with new berries.
Well, there's the locavore movement. I use that term frequently, but the health-conscious people who are supporting the family farms anyway are looking for things like this. So they are buying grass-fed beef, and they're getting grass-fed eggs from grass-fed chickens, and they're looking at you know all of the other things. They want something healthy for dessert or to make wine or whatever it is. This idea you have complements other things that would be going on with produce farmers, with cattle farmers. This is this is the meal. The end of the meal. Is what you're focusing on in a sense here, or what you drink in the meat.
Yeah, and these berries, many of these berries are, especially something called aronia and elderberry, are just, you know, way up on the charts of antioxidants and kinds of other, you know, other good stuff. So you can make smoothies out of them, you know, if nothing else. You can put them in pies. You can put them in all kinds of things.
Yeah.
So it's a great medicinal component also.
It's kind of like, I was thinking, my mind as it goes, edible landscaping. You could have these berry bushes all around your place. If you're living in suburbia, have all these plants. You got to make sure the birds don't get them. Walk around outside. And how much of a problem? Let's just spend a second on that. How do you keep the birds from eating everything?
Birds can be a major problem. For instance, with elderberry, if you have a site that is attractive to birds, you can lose a substantial proportion of your berries. The good thing is that if you have birds, you can also kind of migrate to using the flowers as a crop.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a market for the flowers for herbal tea, for example.
Right. Yeah.
So you can harvest all the berries, and then you can harvest all the flowers, and then there's no berries, and then the birds don't get anything.
Yeah.
If you're harvesting flowers from European elderberries, which is a little bit different type of elderberry, there's a fantastic market for liqueurs and drinks and at high end bars and that kind of stuff.
So
the birds can be a problem, or there's some crops, for instance, aronia, which is a very attractive landscape plant, is not really bothered by birds. So,
it's good. You're weighing all those things when you decide what to grow. Michael Brown is here in the American Family Farmer with an idea on how to enhance your family farm by growing berries. The secret to food sovereignty, to food independence, is the American family farm. And this is a great way to enhance. If you got some extra land, it doesn't take a lot, I would see Michael Brown here. Go to his website, pittsponefarm.com. See what kind of berries might be usable. You can get them from him. This is something, though, that requires, there's nothing to be masked here, Michael. This is time-consuming. You've made this a full-time job, right?
Well, yeah, but don't forget that I've been doing this for about 10 years while I had a full-time job. Now, granted, I worked at a school, so I had my summers off, and I didn't have a corporate job. But this is something that is very easy for someone that has perhaps a part-time job or a less time-demanding job, or is a retired person, or just starting out. So this is something that you can do, Yeah. It doesn't take 8 hours a week. You can.
No, it takes focus, though. It's a plan. Yeah, it does take focus. You're going to do it right and be serious about it.
You have to do your research. You have to research your markets.
Yeah.
You have to research the plants. But it's something that's very doable, and you can start on a very small scale. You can start on a tenth of an acre with some berries and still easily sell them and make some income.
Pittsbone Farm, that's Michael Berry's route to success. Good to have you here. Thanks very much on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitran. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitran is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug, you get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it, Calitran.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitran. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitran find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitran has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitran on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage.
My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
In the spring, the turn from green to that harvest honey.
53 past the hour now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a warning. For those of you who have cattle, whether it be dairy cows or beef cattle, the United States government is at it again. The USDA is trying to force upon you and me radio frequency identification, otherwise known as RFID. Some people confuse it with RFD, rural free delivery. Has nothing to do with that. It's radio frequency identification, which would be the most expensive and potentially most intrusive form of animal identification in the world. This goes back to 2017 when the USDA implemented a strategy to try to get this process mandated, that is to make cow, whether it's cows for dairy or whether it's the beef, to get these ear tags. If you're shipping cattle across state lines, especially, that's why they wanted to do this. Depending on what you do, we have what's called the Farmers Live Animal Market Exchange here in my neck of the woods, where cows come from all over New England, and goats and all kinds of other livestock, chickens, to be sold on the open market. Most of them are going to slaughter, but some are not. And even if it doesn't make any difference, really, I mean, I understand why it's probably good to know, not probably, it is good to know where the beef comes from. I mean, give me a break. But does it require us to spend a lot of money to put these electronic tags in the ears of the animals? This has been going, again, they started in 2017. At the time, the mandate was to have RFID by 2023.
That's the USDA. But they haven't made a lot of progress. They are frustrated. So now they have said that the mandate will be next year. Well, there's no referendum. There's no rulemaking. There's no change to existing law. Just a bunch of bullies pushing around something. This is tyranny. There's no other word for it. I'm so tired, and so are you, most of you, of the government pushing you around, using its power, and telling you to do whatever it says. No. This is government overreach. What can we do besides complain? There is a lawsuit that has charged the Secretary of Agriculture and the USDA with breaking the law. And so this, the USDA now has withdrawn its mandate because they can't beat this in court, and they know it. So the purpose behind the filing of the lawsuit and, you know, other various things that have been aimed at RFID, I think to myself, okay, the USDA has run away for now. But they'll come up with something else because they're spending your money and my money, our tax money, to get us. That's basically what it is. Now, on the other hand, I want to know where the meat comes from. I don't eat meat, but I'm just, for the purposes of the argument, I want to know, the old, where's the beef? Where'd it come from? Much of the stuff that's sold in this country is raised elsewhere. Brazil, Chile, Argentina, a lot of the beef that we have, we don't know where it comes from. But this bill wouldn't affect the requirement to have the cattle in this country RFID'd. Doesn't help a thing. Very expensive because you have to pay for the, you know, the electrical what's this that it's a frequency thing. It's a chip. You got to use satellite, all kinds of other things. I am fully aware that there is a need for us to, if for no other reason, for us to brag about how good the stuff is that we grow here versus what comes from other countries. It's a very complicated, complex issue. It seems simple, but it's not. And the USDA and the government are not our friends here. They never have been, and they never will be. The government never quits. When it has a single-minded focus on something that infringes on your liberty, your right to do things, and we know most of you are doing things the right way anyway. So why do we need more government? We've got to stop this at some point. Stop the government from over-exercising its right to spend our money. All right, so let's keep the heat on so RFID never becomes a policy or a reality. Those are my thoughts. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer at 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.